Hi there, and welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on big data security and hospitality. My name's Anthony Adsett, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. And today we're going to be talking about the key issues in big data security and hospitality and the implications for data storage and backup. So the first question today, Mathieu, is what are the key issues in big data security in the hospitality sector? And over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. First of all, I think we should look at the specific challenges that the hospitality sector might have with regards to data and the data that it might acquire, not just about its own employees and staff, but also about customers and suppliers. So if you start looking at customers first, so a client of a hotel or maybe a restaurant or whatever, there's different types of data that you're going to acquire. There's going to be identification, so it could be a passport. In Europe, it might be an identity card. Something that will allow a person to identify themselves as the person that has indeed actually booked the room, for instance. And then there's going to be payment information, and I'll go over the payments separately. And then there might also be some specific type of health information. So it could be dietary information. It could also be information pertaining to whether people might need a specific room that's accessible for disabled people or whatever. So you can see that type of data in itself has a specific value with regards to security. The confidentiality and the integrity of the data must be maintained at all times. Then if you look at the suppliers that a hospitality organization might be using, they're going to have a range of suppliers. Some of them, again, will need to access to specific data. And how you manage the information that suppliers are actually getting access to is another concern. Finally, most of the hospitality industry, especially hotels, will use a property management system that might be linked to maybe additional services that the hotel might be offering, such as access to wireless internet, which might be free if you're a customer with a loyalty card, but you may have to pay if you're not one of those. And so you can see that the amount and different type of data that a typical hotel, for instance, will actually deal with is by nature huge data. And so how they classify that data and how they protect that data is something that all security people and all IT people and compliance people within the hospitality industry need to be aware of.
Thanks, Mathieu. And the next question is, what implications for data storage and backup flow from these issues? Over to you again.
So the hospitality industry, given the nature of the services that it offers, it needs to make sure that it classifies the data and the information that it has about its customers in such a way that the right lines of business need to have access to the right information securely only at the right time. So let me put that into perspective. For instance, in a hotel, you will have additional services like not just the rooms that people stay in, but you'll have like maybe a bar, a spa, a restaurant, a car valet service, a car park or whatever. And so each line of business may need to have access to payment information, for instance, but also access to where the customer might be from, are they part of a loyalty scheme and so on. So in terms of how that data is actually classified, how it is secured, and hotels in particular, as well as large chains of restaurants and so on, have a specific challenges with regard to structuring the data. And that's why we talk about big data in hospitality. It's really managing unstructured data, making sure that the right lines of business have access to it at the right time. One of the key challenges with regards to data storage for the hospitality industry has to deal with compliance with the Data Protection Act, typically compliance with the likes of PCI DSS, because most of the business relies on the fact that customers will be using credit cards to book in advance, pay when they leave the hotel, but also use that as a as an identification system when they move from one line of business within the hospitality or within the hotel to another one. So it's very important that any type of payment data that needs to be stored, it is stored according to requirements of PCI DSS, and that at any given time, if the hospitality industry needs to get some copy of identification, like a passport or an identity card, that this is kept according to the requirements of the Data Protection Act. And unfortunately, given the current economic climate, some hotels are not dedicating enough time or enough people to look after making sure that that data is stored properly and that access to the data is restricted on a need-to-know basis. So it's always the same issue, that the balance between operational improvements versus security. Having said that, the specific challenges with regards to data storage and data security in the hospitality industry shouldn't be underestimated. And there are some good guidance from the hospitality technology networking group, for instance. There's a number of LinkedIn groups on security for the hospitality industry, and I'd highly recommend that people join those groups in order to educate themselves so they can make sure that the data is stored properly.
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.